Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is not only the day that we go into our meaningful, important, and particularly needed Thanksgiving holiday, but it's a day when we have something special to be thankful for, a proof, a direct proof that, yes, the American system works. It isn't broken. It isn't racist or biased or somehow partial or loused up. The American system of criminal justice, while it's imperfect, and there obviously are mistakes that are made from time to time, can do the right thing. I'm referring, of course, to the convictions in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. And the announcement was made by a very sober and serious-minded judge who then provoked a reaction that he didn't really want, but it sounded like this in the courtroom in Georgia. Listen, this is...
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia, the State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael, case number CR0R00433, jury verdict form, count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Oh.
I'm going to ask that whoever just made it out first be removed from the court, please.
Okay, and they were. It took them a moment to be removed from the courtroom. Now, there was an outburst, of course, from the family of Ahmaud Arbery, but they were outside the courtroom in a holding room, a separate room, and it's hard to feel wonderful about anything concerning a hideous case like this, where there's a completely pointless killing. But the fact that it turns out after controversy and condemnation, there was a great deal of negativity at the beginning of this case, as you may remember, because there was a delay with the local prosecutors in terms of bringing charges against the McMichaels, who are now guilty of murder. And by the way, this was, as people have pointed out time and time again, a jury that included 11 whites and 1 black. And in fact, Al Sharpton called attention to that. He's obviously feeling relieved. Clip 18.
And let the word go forth all over the world,
yes,
that a jury of 11 whites,
yes,
and 1 black,
come on,
in the deep south,
come on,
stood up in the courtroom,
come
and said that black lives do matter.
Come on.
Yes. Let it be clear, yes, that almost 10 years after Trayvon, God used Wanda and Marcus's, yes, son to prove that if we kept marching and kept fighting, we would make you hear us. We got a lot more battles to fight, but this was an important battle today.
Yes.
This was proving that our children know their value.
Okay, this he was referring to Marcus and Wanda Cooper Jones is Ahmaud Arbery's mother, and losing a 25-year-old son under circumstances like this, of course it's painful, but she's been impressive throughout the process. She said before the trial began that she was confident that it would be a fair trial, and she was confident that even a jury that is overwhelmingly white could see the justice of the prosecution. Here's her reaction outside the courthouse today. Clip 20.
I just want to say thank you guys.
Yes.
Thank,
yes,
God. Thank each and every one of you who fought this fight with us. It's been a long fight. It's been a hard fight. But God is good.
Yes, He is.
Early in, I never saw this day back in 2020. Mm-hmm. I never thought this day would come.
Well, the day has come. And you may notice that for at least two of the defendants, they were held not guilty of the charge of malice murder, but they were convicted for the case of a felony murder. William Rhody Bryan, the neighbor who was busy videotaping these events, was also held not guilty of felony murder. He was convicted in terms of aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and criminal attempt to commit a felony. They're all facing life imprisonment, which is remarkable. What's the difference between malice murder and felony murder? These are terms that are applicable in the state of Georgia. Malice murder means that's the, quote, deliberate intention unlawfully to take the life of another human being where no considerable provocation appears. The killer must also show an abandoned and malignant heart. And it's the equivalent of first-degree murder in most states. It's your classic murder charge. Felony murder works differently. And that's why the Gregory McMichael, who was not the one who actually pulled the trigger, can be convicted of felony murder, but not of malice murder. A felony murder, a person can be charged and convicted of felony murder without actually killing someone. Take, for instance, Gregory McMichael and Rhody Bryan in the Arbery case. Neither of them pulled the trigger, but the video of the killing shows it was Travis McMichael. But the way felony murder works, if the jury finds they committed felonies that resulted in Arbery's death, that results in a felony murder conviction. Now, where it goes from here, believe it or not, is another trial. What kind of other trial? That's going to be the federal trial. The federal trial on civil rights charges, where they should probably save the effort here and make some kind of a plea deal, because on federal charges, because they're already facing life imprisonment on the state charges where we just heard the verdict. The one thing that I have wondered about, is there anyone out there, a public figure, any member of Congress, Republican or Democrat, any white supremacist organization, anything, where people have said that these folks are innocent, that these folks should be found not guilty, should be not prosecuted, which, by the way, shows how it was always ridiculous to try to say that there was a racial element to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial or the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. It wasn't racial. It was white victims and a white perpetrator, a white defendant. And the truth of the matter is the cases are so profoundly different. But at this very core, and it's like a law lesson to everybody in the country, that if you are going to plead self-defense, you can't plead that self-defense involves you chasing someone down the street, surrounding him by pickup trucks. In other words, if you are the aggressor, you're not going to be able to win a trial of self-defense. So, what does it mean for the country? What it means is we are a great country, we have a lot to be thankful for, and people who say that America isn't moving ahead in race relations toward greater equality, not paying attention. But a lot for us to pay attention to this Thanksgiving Eve. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Thanksgiving coming up, more controversial than ever, we're told. There's actually a tradition over at the Wall Street Journal. And it's a tradition that I love. They have the same editorial. It's actually a historical document, a description from eyewitnesses about who the pilgrims were. And they print that. They've done every year since 1961. Really, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. And they've been doing this without objection. People love it. I love it. I've even commented to folks at the Journal that I know how much I appreciate it. There's now been a petition campaign to eliminate their Thanksgiving editorial because it's not fair to Native Americans and it's prejudiced and it's racist, and we will get to that. There is also a new move that seems to be unstoppable to expand the franchise, meaning to get more people registered and eligible to vote. The problem here is that the 800,000 people who would suddenly get the right to vote in New York City elections are non-citizens. Not illegals. They're people who are here legally, but they're non-citizens. Is that a good idea? I happen to think it's a terrible idea. It's just an awful idea. We will get to that. And we will get to the editor of a new series of children's books called Heroes of Liberty, which tries to extol some of the values that we honor on Thanksgiving, and that we also honor on all of our national holidays and should continue to honor. But those values are not particularly demonstrated in this story, which actually I think is a very important story, because there is a great deal of emphasis, particularly on the left side of things, to try to emphasize people's intentions rather than the actual impact of what they do. And this is from the New York Times, believe it or not, and it's just a startling story and one that should be a wake-up to everybody. During the mid-2010s, New York City paid a nonprofit in the Bronx more than $10 million to house, to feed, and to provide social services to homeless families at a 100-room homeless shelter. $10 million is a substantial amount. According to the nonprofit's executive director, whose name is Ethel Denise Perry, here is where much of that money went. Her gym membership, her car payments, shopping sprees at Bergdorf Goodman, Bloomingdale's, Ferragamo, Neiman Marcus, Manolo Blahnik, Tiffany, and other luxury retailers. Her brother and nephew were put on the payroll of the nonprofit, which is called Millennium Care. Altogether, Ms. Perry admitted using money the city paid Millennium Care to cover over $1 million in personal credit card bills, according to a plea agreement with the state attorney general's office she signed on Friday. She took a total beyond her salary of $2,394,169. Can you believe it? I mean, and by the way, this is not a first. They've had a series of this kind of thievery, which is despicable and ought to bring very long prison terms, and won't, unfortunately. But even after the Attorney General's office came after her for failing to file taxes 3 years in a row, she kept defrauding the authorities, belatedly reporting, for instance, $31,000 in income for 2015, when Millennium Care actually paid her that year $700,000. How do you get $700,000 for being director of a homeless shelter that the city is paying $10 million for? This is insane. Ms. Perry was able to use the nonprofit as her personal piggy bank, in part because it had no board of directors. Great. It failed to file required financial reports with the state and the IRS, and according to the plea agreement, carried out its business in a persistently illegal manner, and did this for years and years and years Well, people who were authorizing this kind of taxpayer money thought, oh, we're helping the homeless. Yeah, this is really, really helping them. That this is doing so much good for people. Well, it's doing good for Ethel Denise Perry. And so Ms. Perry, who owns two houses in the Bronx and also runs a dance studio, becomes the latest city homeless shelter operator who was found to have committed fiscal wrongdoing. In the plea bargain reached in state Supreme Court in Manhattan, Ms. Perry pleaded guilty to tax fraud, and Millennium Care pleaded guilty to grand larceny. Ms. Perry was sentenced to 5 years probation and must pay $1.1 million in taxes and penalties. In other words, if she's sentenced to probation, that means she doesn't go behind bars. That means she's just limited in things that she can do. She has to stay around. And she's also being asked to pay back some, but not all, of the money she stole. She also must pay $1.1 million in taxes and penalties. Millennium Care will pay a fine of $2,394,169, the exact amount that Ms. Perry overpaid herself, and Millennium Care also will be dissolved. As stealing money that is earmarked for people experiencing homelessness is an immoral as it gets, and it's illegal, said Attorney General Letitia James, is running for governor. Okay, this has been a pattern in New York. The nonprofits that the city contracts with to run shelters have been so rife with self-dealing, nepotism, and conflicts of interest that Mayor Bill de Blasio has ordered an audit of every nonprofit group in the system. Nine of the 62 groups that run shelters are on an internal city watch list. Earlier this year, for example, the former head of one of the city's biggest shelter networks, Victor Rivera, was charged with pocketing hundreds of thousands of dollars in kickbacks from contractors. Last year, the city filed suit accusing a nonprofit called Children's Community Services, which operated 28 shelters, of defrauding by funneling payments to subcontractors that did not provide the supplies and the services they were paid for. Okay, it's great to think of charity on Thanksgiving and helping homeless people and other people and people who need help. But we need help for doing it legally, please. We will be right back.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury has found all three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial.
Malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
The prosecution arguing the man was murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Attorneys for the defendant say it was self-defense when Arbery resisted a citizen's arrest. Americans are seeing prices rise for goods and services, particularly for fuel at gas stations. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt criticizes the Biden administration's efforts to get gas prices down.
This administration is asking OPEC to increase production, We saw, it's just an absolute political stunt. 50 million barrels of oil is 2 days' supply in the U.S., about 2.5 days' supply.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is obviously a very, very big time of year. It's a big time of year in terms of the economy. Will the loosening up of a bunch of new petroleum from the nation's petroleum reserve. We're joined in that endeavor by Japan and South Korea and Great Britain and Germany, I believe. And they also have some petroleum reserves, and they're releasing some of it. Don't expect a huge drop in gas prices. Because basically, when you actually see what's happening here, it's not going to be enough to make an immediate difference. This comes at a time when skyrocketing gas prices are already having an impact on the way we celebrate this holiday. Listen to this report from ABC, clip 5.
For drivers, relief can't come soon enough. In just the past year, the average price for a gallon of gas has soared to $3.40. That's $1.29 higher than this time last year.
Just fill up my car, it's like $65.
Khadijah Baxter and her 4 kids usually drive to spend Thanksgiving with family, but not this year.
Riding around is a no. You have to fill up again by the end of the week.
Okay, and Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, former governor of Michigan, former Hollywood actress, as a matter of fact, years ago. And in any event, it's another story. No, she really is. That was what she did after, I think it was university. No, she went to University of California at Berkeley and then came to Michigan later in her life. Anyway, Jennifer Granholm was doing a White House press conference about the release of this 50 million gallons that's going to be going out there to help, one hopes, bring down the price of gas. She's asked by a reporter kind of a pertinent question, clip 8.
There's various figures about this. I'm curious if you know, how many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Some suggest it's about 18 million, which would suggest you're releasing less than 3 days' worth of supply from the petroleum reserve.
Okay, shouldn't she really be prepared when she's making an announcement like this with knowing how many millions of gallons we actually are getting with this entire thing? And then there is this from Secretary Granholm. She doesn't appear to be as concerned about the high gas prices as you'd think she would be. This is an online interview, clip 10.
The bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Okay. Is that the right context to talk about getting off oil and gas at a time when people are desperate to get the gas so they can go visit grandma? She was asked about her plan to lower gas prices on Bloomberg News. This is clip 4.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC.
Okay, what does that have to do with a Granholm plan? Shouldn't the United States did become energy independent in recent years. And is that gone now? Is that done? Peter Ducey asked, who's going to be a pretty endearingly obnoxious Fox News reporter, a kind of tough question for Jen Psaki on Biden's Thanksgiving travel plans. Go ahead.
But what message does it send to the middle-class Americans President Biden says that he's trying to help, who are struggling this week to cover the cost of the most expensive Thanksgiving ever, that the president is going to take a few days off at a billionaire's compound in Nantucket?
Well, first I would say, I don't know if you've cooked a turkey before, but a 20-pound turkey is a pretty big turkey. I think we can all agree. They're about $1 more. So not to minimize that, any increase in prices is something the president is concerned about, as is evidenced by his announcement today and as his efforts to push forward on additional relief for the American people. But I just want to be clear that there are abundance of turkeys available. They're about $1 more for a 20-pound bird, which is a huge bird if you're feeding a very big family.
Okay, do you notice he was asked about what kind of message does Biden send with his own vacation plans? And then she immediately starts talking turkey. Really? Turkey? And then there's this from Stephen Colbert, who's also talking about the best look for Biden. That's a clip 17.
Some people who shall remain president of the United States knocked off early because today Joe Biden hit the road to spend Thanksgiving in Nantucket, reviving a family tradition. Reminds me of the famous limerick. There once was a man in Nantucket whose poll numbers really did suck it. At least he is not that orange Pol Pot who ate all his meals from a bucket.
And, there's also this from Colbert on his CBS show about
one little snag in the holiday travel has been high gas prices. So before he left town, the president announced he will release 50 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserve. Now, for those who don't know, that man does know. For those who don't know, the Strategic Reserve is a series of caverns filled with fossil fuel and strategically located inside Rudy Giuliani's head. According, overflowing. Got to release the pressure.
Get it out.
According to the president, this is the largest release from the reserve in U.S. history. It's not clear if this is going to work. Energy experts have consistently said such a release would do little to lower prices at the pump. It's also not the best look right after you come back from a climate conference. We must end our addiction to fossil fuels. What's that? Gas is $3.50 a gallon. Let the rivers be choked with crude oil and the carcasses of pelicans. Burn! Burn the world!
And what's astonishing to me is they're talking about in Michigan, the gas is at $2.80-something, they said. And in California, we are just there at the Reagan Library. It was like $5. There is a difference among the states. And by the way, is it any accident that some of the states that are, how do you say, the most climate conscious are the ones where the gas prices tend to be higher? We will get to that and to the idea of blocking a pro-Thanksgiving editorial that's been something of a tradition for the Wall Street Journal. And why would you block it? Because it supposedly whitewashes, you'll pardon me, that term is used deliberately, it whitewashes the guilt of the white pilgrims. So what do you need to do to answer that kind of objection? We'll talk about that. And by the way, you can check out my column in Newsweek today about that, which mentions two numbers to keep a decent perspective on the Thanksgiving story. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-799-7999. Young. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a terrific little editorial. And it's not their traditional Thanksgiving editorial. It's different. But it actually came out in the newspaper yesterday at the Wall Street Journal under the heading, Censoring the Pilgrims. And the subheading, The Left Wants to Cancel Our Annual Thanksgiving Editorials. No doubt it was only a matter of time, says the Journal. The progressives have come for our annual Thanksgiving editorials. They won't succeed, but we thought we'd share the tale with readers for an insight into the politicization of absolutely everything, even Thanksgiving. Since 1961, we've run a pair of editorials written by our former editor, Vermont Royster. The first is a historical account. It's in the words of William Bradford, who was frequently the governor of Plymouth Colony, and certainly the one who left the best record of the experience of the Pilgrims landing in 1620 and building their community and then leading that community for many years. And but we live in a new era, writes the editorial. It's unsigned. From yesterday. Right now we live in a new era when the left sees nearly everything through the reductive lens of identity politics. It sees much of American history as a racist project that should be erased. This is the motivation of a petition campaign to censor the Pilgrim editorial. The effect comes via, the effort comes via change.org, which is a website that calls itself the world's platform for change. Well, that's modest. It mobilizes campaigns to promote progressive causes. The petition driver is Randy Kritkowski, an author who writes about Native Americans. His platform has gathered some 50,000 signatures for a petition, and here's its argument. The argument says, tell the Wall Street Journal that it's 2021, time to stop publishing 17th century racism. The editorial includes lines such as, what could they see but a hideous and desolate wilderness full of wild beasts and wild men? The Pilgrim writes that they were separate from all the civil parts of the world. And then he says, the Wampanoag indigenous people saved the colonists from starvation and death, a story that our nation now celebrates as Thanksgiving. But even more than this disturbing lack of gratitude is the notion that there were no civilized people in the Americas. This worldview generated centuries of genocidal practices that eliminated 90% of the indigenous population, my ancestors. This is this guy, Randy Kritkowski, has Native American ancestors. The point about this is that people talk about the mythology of the Pilgrim story as we were taught it in elementary school. There are some things that the story got wrong. There were no cranberries. There weren't a lot of women because, as I point out in my editorial today in Newsweek, most of the women had died. The overwhelming majority, there were only five wives who survived the first winter, which was devastating. Over half the pilgrims died. And they died not of starvation as much as various diseases. They didn't have good food. They didn't have food that was safe. They suffered from scurvy. And what they were celebrating basically was survival. And the idea that the Indians as a group came over and taught them to farm and taught them to fish and taught them how to survive because these poor dumb Europeans didn't know anything about that, that's not entirely true, and that's not what happened. There was one Indian who had already become a Christian. He had been enslaved by people passing that area, fishermen and basically privateers, pirates in a sense, who captured him when he was 12. His name is Tisquantum. The pilgrims called him Squanto. I don't know how that happened. But he was clearly someone who identified with their community. His family had died in disease 3 years before the pilgrims arrived. You can't blame that for it. And he lived with them. But that story that we all learned, where supposedly Squanto taught them how to take fish and to use the fish as fertilizer to help your corn grow, to help things grow in the ground, that's probably not true. Charles Mann, who is a fairly distinguished historian about what America was like before European arrivals, there is no evidence anywhere that Wampanoags or other Indians knew that thing about putting a dead fish into a hole along with the seeds to help the crops grow. It's brilliant, but Squanto learned that in England because he spent a while in England before he got back after having been liberated by Franciscan monks who got him out of slavery. He then went to England, lived there, and that's where he would have learned that, because in the part of England where the East Anglia, where the Puritans came from and the pilgrims came from, that was something that was widely practiced there. In any event, that's a relatively minor difference. The important thing here, and it's, today there's actually a very nice editorial in the New York Times, but it's an editorial about exercising your gratitude muscles, and there's a they quote a Kisha James, who's a member of the Aquina Wampanoag tribe in New England. She told Boston's WBUR last year that she does not object to Thanksgiving gatherings, but rather the false mythology surrounding the day. Try to divorce your Thanksgiving celebrations from the Thanksgiving mythology, she suggested. So no more pilgrims and Indians, no more teaching your children about the first Thanksgiving as we learn it in the public school, where it was a friendly meal. It was a friendly meal! And the important part of the meal, and it's undeniable, they concluded a treaty, an agreement between the great Wampanoag chief Massasoit and King James. They pilgrims acted in the name of King James. I mean, and that alliance between the Wampanoags and the pilgrims lasted for more than 50 years. And the, quote, Indian massacres, the Wampanoags fought alongside the pilgrims because they were defending themselves, and the pilgrims were, from the Pequots and other bands who were quite negative, who were their joint enemies. And the fact that this lasted for 50 years, why is that so significant? Because it was when that alliance broke apart, 50 years after the first Thanksgiving, so several generations. What happened was Massasoit's son, whose name was Metacomet, and he's better known as King Philip because he so styled himself. He was trying to lead and organize an Indian Confederacy to wipe out the white settlements, which had already been there, again, for 50 years. And that is where that was the most grim battle between whites and Indians in New England history, certainly. 5% of the population of Connecticut was slaughtered because there were massacres, frankly, on both sides. It's King Philip's War, it's known as. But again, that's two generations after the Pilgrims. So don't sully this Thanksgiving by saying, no, there was no friendship, there was no... Because the two people, Edward Winslow and William Bradford, who both left written records of the first Thanksgiving, unfortunately we don't know the exact date that it occurred, but it was in the fall of 1621. And they had had a reasonable harvest after all of this dying and this bare survival. The notion that pilgrims were arrogant conquerors, that they were like these Spanish conquistadors, it's garbage. It's nonsense. And I would urge people to do two things. Number one is to check out the editorial today that I did for Newsweek about keeping the story straight regarding the Pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving. But secondly, sign up as a MedEd member and MedEd Plus member, and you will have access to colonial history, the real colonial history, which is more complicated but more inspiring ultimately than anything else. By the way, they ran the editorials despite the 50,000 people who signed a petition saying they shouldn't. We don't mind giving critics a chance to make their case, says the journal, but we won't bend to political demands for censorship. We will run the
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.